This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Russia has not abandoned its plan of hitting Ukraine with airstrikes and sees power blackouts as its last hope. Russian missiles, artillery, and drones hammered targets in eastern and southern Ukraine, Ukraine's general staff said on Monday, as global economic powers pledged to beef up Kyiv's military capabilities with a focus on air defenses. Iran on Monday announced it carried out its second execution of a prisoner connected to the nationwide protests that began in September. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The prisoner had been detained and convicted amid nationwide protests challenging the country's theocracy. The authorities had aired footage on state television, which it claimed showed him stabbing two security force members to death and running away. Majid Reza Ranavad explains his actions to the courtroom. The reason for my hatred against security forces, he says, was the clips published on social media showing them beating and killing people. Ranavad's public hanging, less than a month after he allegedly carried out the fatal stabbings, shows the speed at which Iran will carry out death sentences for those detained in demonstrations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A former Libyan intelligence official accused of making the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 has appeared in federal court in Washington to face charges of international terrorism. His extradition to the U.S. was a milestone in the decades-old investigation into the attack that killed 259 people in the air and 11 on the ground. This is VOA News. Cameroon lawmakers say they have high expectations from the U.S.-Africa's leader summit that begins Tuesday in Washington. Moki Edwin Kindetska reports for VOA from Yandui.
Delegations from more than 40 countries are attending the three-day summit. Cameroon is represented by a delegation led by 89-year-old President Paul Biya. Biya is making his first trip outside the country since May, when he went to Europe for a suspected medical check. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Peru's new president offered lawmakers a plan to bring elections forward by 2 years on Monday after the ouster of her predecessor last week sparked protests that have left at least six dead. President Dina Boluarte, previously the vice president, was sworn in last week after former President Pedro Castillo was removed by Congress and arrested for trying to dissolve the legislature while preventing an impeachment vote against him. But Castillo supporters argue that Boluarte was not elected by the people. Demonstrators have taken to the streets to demand that Peru hold new elections, with also some calling for Congress to be shuttered and Castillo to be released. A dozen migrants have made a highly unusual attempt to leave Cuba, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Attempting to flee Cuba is not unusual, even with homemade rafts. But about a dozen passengers were intercepted while aboard a blue raft that had an American flag painted on its bow, as it was apparently departing for the U.S. in plain view. Attempts to flee the island are usually done from remote locations in the dark of night. Onlookers, including journalists, say this raft apparently departed in broad daylight. The passengers were taken off the raft not 500 yards from the American embassy, just off Havana's famous Malecón seawall. I'm Norman Hall.
The former CEO of failed crypto firm FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been arrested in the Bahamas at the request of U.S. authorities. That's according to a statement Monday from United States Attorney Damian Williams. Frank Bankman-Fried is under criminal investigation by U.S. and authorities in the Bahamas following the collapse last month of FTX. The firm filed for bankruptcy on November 11th when it ran out of money after the cryptocurrency equivalent of a bank run. The European Union's top official has called for the creation of an independent ethics body covering all the bloc's institutions and said corruption's allegations involving a vice president of the EU legislature were of utmost concern. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.